Strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad. The strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad has returned only at St. Louis Bread Company.
Hi, Damian Girard here from the Girard Realty Show. You are invited to join me and my group of expert contributors for the Girard Realty Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. Tune in to get the inside story on buying, owning, and selling real estate in the St. Louis area, along with market stats and information, visits by community leaders, and we give stuff away. That's the Girard Realty Show every Sunday at 3 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS. For your home, hire a pro. It matters.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you feeling overwhelmed with unanswered medical questions and the challenges of your diagnosis? Tune in Sundays at 5 p.m. for Soul School from the St. Louis Center for Hope to improve your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. Mary Beth, a registered nurse, will help you navigate health challenges. Monique, a certified professional counselor, will help you find meaning. And David, a spiritual leader, has strategies to help you attain your dreams and live each day full of hope and gratitude. Connect with Soul School, Sundays at 5 p.m. on KTRS.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
The
air.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit.
Excellent release
from it. So get loose.
Can't beat
up.
Them.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 27th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. 73 years they've been doing what they do. Third generation of a family business. It won't be long till it's 98 degrees and the humidity to match, and you're going to be miserable if that thing's not cranking the way it should be, and they'll make sure it is. We'll tell you everything you need to know, including their website. But first, sit back, relax, leave the hilarity to us. Welcome.
Hey!
Folks, say hello to our controller board operator. His name is Eon the Peon. That's not really his name, but it is to me. He wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you would like to find out how much money it is going to take for you to retire comfortably, then we would love for you to sit down for a no-cost or obligation meeting with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
A man who just in a recent poll came in as the third most popular radio personality on this show, Dan Levi Strauss, is in the house with his trouser on. Dan, how's it going?
Great. After that news,
you
hi, everybody.
Feel pretty good about that.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing that's wrong. Like a bronze medal.
Yeah,
sure
it is.
Well, it
you're
is
on
gold,
the podium.
Silver, bronze. Yeah,
there's only three of us in here.
Take a bow. Well, that doesn't matter. I don't think you always look at
you
the dark side.
Yeah, that's just
always just look at the half.
Minor details.
Oh no, I was happy. I'm happy about that.
Just say just tell people, hey, I came in three. I came in third. That's all you got to worry about. Let's see. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is high, yeah.
The rat boy just told me a very sad story. You know, we just talked to that couple. It was a preacher and his wife in Mr. Londoff's office. And the rat boy said when they went to church that they could not put anything in the offering plate when they passed it around. No money, but they would always deposit just a little, it wasn't a piece of silver, it was a piece of what?
Cheese.
Just a little piece of cheese. Rat boy's grandmother made homemade cheese, and they offered that to the Lord in the offering plate. Well, you know what? I'm sure the Lord accepted that. And I'm sure your grandmother has a place in heaven, Rat boy. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Woo.
Our brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. I've never told this story before. It was, I believe, Rob and Tom Matheny. It wasn't their father, Bob. It was his grandfather, Zachary Matheny. And Zachary and his family were very, very poor. Very poor. And even though back then nobody really had heat or air conditioning, they didn't even have windows. Other people were opening their windows to let air in. They couldn't afford a window, even the cheapest one. True story. And one day, Zachary's grandson, Bob Matheny, as he took a bride, she was reluctant to say yes because she saw their home. She said, why, there aren't even any windows. How's a person supposed to get any air? You could suffocate or you could freeze to death. There were some tiny cracks where they couldn't afford. They didn't have just quite enough money for mortar between the logs where you sealed, so there were a few cracks. And they would put their little faces up to those cracks to try to get some fresh air.
Wow.
It's just sad. It's so sad. And he said to his future bride, he said, I'll make you this promise. We're never gonna live like this. Not only will we have heat, and I'll find a way to cool our family, I'll make sure that everybody in two counties of Missouri will be comfortable for as long as I or my kids or their kids are alive.
Wow.
And he kept his word. He kept his word. He went into the business, and to this day, the family's in business, making sure that nobody has to be too hot or too cold. Too hot, of course, in the summer, or too cold in the winter, and so they're still going strong today. Matheny, easy name to remember, especially if you're a baseball fan. Website's easy, too, because if you can remember the name Matheny Heating and Cooling, you got it. It's MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Now, it's interesting. It's all MatheneyHeatCool.com will also take you there. Here's what I want you to know. 73 years in business. I also want you to not worry about the brand or the model or the make. It doesn't matter. They have highly trained people, and they'll work on any of that, and they'll do it right. You also need to know that you need to live in St. Louis or St. Charles County. Any part of either of those counties, Matheny is your company. And I guess the last thing is just that it's a really decent company, and their pricing is fair, and they're not liars. And that has become so important because so many people in business are. It's too bad, but there are. There are people that will not tell you the truth, charge you for things you shouldn't have been charged for, and I don't think you're ever going to hear any stories about that with companies like Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. I'm going to read you a dear. It's Dear Prudence, kind of like a Dear Abby thing. And the reason I'm reading this particular one is because I'm going to follow it with something I want to address to somebody in particular who may be listening. Dear Prudence, my husband, our three young children, and I recently went on a vacation with my in-laws. We provided the accommodations. My mother-in-law tries to act more like our children's mother than grandmother. She loves her grandchildren, but she is very interfering, judgmental, and disrespectful to me and my husband. On this recent visit, she brought a children's book for our 5-year-old daughter that was missing the last 2 pages. The book was about a girl who visits her grandmother for the summer every year. My mother-in-law wrote an ending with my daughter that said the girl's parents died and she got to live with her grandmother. She rewrites the book, yeah, to make it was written like a happy ending. So we confronted her away from the children and said it was inappropriate. She blamed our 5-year-old, saying it was her idea. I'm so upset, I can't even look at this woman. And now she's suggesting we get together again next month to go camping. What should we do? Well, I don't know what to tell you what to do, but I do want to say this. I have a mother-in-law. Her name is Jerry Showmaker. She's maybe the greatest mother-in-law. Don't start crying, Jerry, if you're listening. But she might be the greatest mother-in-law anybody could ever have. When you get married, it is more common than not for at least there are now four in-laws. There are two fathers-in-law and two mothers-in-law. And it's very rare when everybody gets along and he says, oh, I love her parents, and she says, oh, and I love his parents. That is really rare. If you're lucky, you'll get one or two out of the four. I only have, well, we only really have one, and that's a mother-in-law, and that's my mother-in-law. My dad, of course, is my wife's father-in-law, but he is not any longer able to be a good father-in-law or not. He's in pretty bad shape. My mother-in-law thinks that she's a burden, and I know she thinks she's a burden. And if she's listening right now, let me tell you something. You are not a burden. Yes, we pay for lots of stuff for you. All right? Yes, every month money goes out for you. It is worth every single dollar, and here's why. You and Pawpaw, who's no longer with us, were the absolute greatest grandparents to our kids that anybody could ever be. And unfortunately, I cannot say that about my own parents. They were not the greatest grandparents. They didn't care. My wife's parents, honest to goodness, from the time our first child was born, it was like they lived for our kids. We never had to deal with wondering about trusting a babysitter. And, Peon, you're going to be going through this. Who do you leave Archie with?
Oh, yeah, we're very lucky in the same way.
If you've got family.
We have family that, yeah.
You are such a winner because we knew that when we left our kids with her parents, they were going to be very happy and have a great time, and that my mother and father-in-law were going to be equally as happy, and it was just working. So, Jerry, here's the deal. I don't care if you live to be 120 years old. You're never going to need anything. You're never going to worry about anything. We'll see to that, and that's your payback for being a fantastic grandmother. I wish that my own mother had cared 1/20th as much about our kids. So that's why I wanted to read, because there's a lot of mother-in-law jokes out there, and you don't hear me make too many of them, unless it's a joke about somebody else. I'm not going to make it about mine. I have no jokes to make about my mother-in-law. And now if she's listening, she's crying.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
Knock that off, okay? Knock it off. Ah, what else, what else, what else? Mobile home people. I've lived in two mobile homes, and I really enjoyed it. My wife wasn't too wild about it, but she's high maintenance.
Well,
and you've seen her.
Oh.
Gucci this and Armani that or whatever.
I've lived in several, too.
I loved it.
I liked it, too.
I'd do it again tomorrow. But here's the deal, folks. If you live in Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, you might want to find a better way because they're not built to survive tornadoes and stuff. Even Missouri, parts of Missouri. Now, we lived in one in South Carolina for a brief time, the little time we were there. And we lived one here in Missouri, Fairview Heights. Then we never had one blow away because these were fixed. They were on foundations. They weren't going to be picked up and moved anywhere. You've seen those little trailer mobile home
porch
where they're skirted and they're like homes. But some of these mobile homes, it is a fantastic alternative for somebody who doesn't have the money for a nice house, because you get yourself a nice double-wide mobile home and you walk inside. You'd never know you're in a mobile home.
Oh, no.
They're tremendous.
It is.
But I see on the news these people, and don't do that. It's like the river people that get flooded out. Stay off the river. I don't know.
Going to rebuild.
No, that's what they say when they interview on the news. Well, you know, we're getting used to it by now. We'll just rebuild it. Fine, knock yourself out.
We've rebuilt 10 times before.
Then go ahead and rebuild. We're running a commercial. This is suicide for me, because when you do what I'm about to do, you usually get fired. I can't help it. We're running a commercial, and it's some guy who comes on, and he's telling you he's going to tell you how to make a lot of money buying and selling houses, and he says you don't need any money. You don't need any money. You don't need any experience. You don't need any credit, and you don't need any kind of real estate license, and I'm going to help you make a fortune. Really? Would somebody call me? And I've asked this before and never received a response. Would you please email or call me if you have done this and you're now rolling in dough and you did it without a single dollar, with no experience, no credit, and no life? Call me. I'd like to hear from you. I've yet to hear from anybody. I don't get it. I don't, forget it. If I keep going on, I will get fired. Let's see. The chemical threat on the airlines the other day. Remember that? Several different things. Oh, there's a chemicals on board. again, let's go back. When people threaten, oh, there's a bomb in the building. I've yet to see one ever go off.
I know.
I think people who really want to do harm, let's take 9/11. They're not going to call anybody and warn them. And if the terrorists are going to really want to do something bad, they're not going to have somebody make a phone call and go, yeah, you better be careful, Flight 69. No, it's just going to happen. And, of course, nothing happened with the chemical thing. Nurses with advanced degrees in several states are allowed to practice not to a level that doctors can practice, but close. They're being given more and more leeway. They write prescriptions. They can see patients without a doctor. And I got to tell you something. I think this is a great idea. And I think there are 8 states now that are considering allowing nurses, registered nurses with advanced degrees, to do about 90% of what a doctor can do.
Is that what a nurse practitioner?
Nurse practitioner is not even a registered nurse, I don't believe. That's like a paralegal. I could be wrong, but a nurse practitioner is not quite the level of a registered nurse.
I'm not sure because if we made an appointment for my daughter and they say, well, the doctor is completely booked, but we have the nurse practitioner.
And I could be wrong. That could be a level above registered nurse.
Yeah,
but my point
sure.
is, I don't care, and it doesn't matter to me because in the course of my life, some of these nurses are, and this is not a slam to doctors, but quite frankly, we didn't need the doctor. These nurses are, most of them that I've encountered, are really good and really smart. And they know what they're doing. So not a problem for me if Missouri wants to do that, unless they are already. Now let's talk for a second about this Duggars, this family of how many kids? She's had 20 kids or something. These people are nuts. And this Duggar, this Jim Bob, is that the dad?
Jim Bob,
First of all, a guy named Jim Bob. There you go. what does that tell you? And this guy looks like some kind of sick weirdo to me. There's something wrong with these people. And this news about one of the kids, what is it? He molested some girls or something?
Molested some, and some of the were his sisters.
Is anybody really that shocked by this? These people are crazy. They're nuts. Look at that Jim Bob, the look in his eye. He's something missing here with these Duggars. Thank you, Dave, for the deer sausage. Longtime listener. Went out to my neck of the woods and made some couple of kills and turned it into sausage. And he said, give me some feedback. We changed the recipe a little bit. Well, I will. Thank you for the deer sausage. Now, I love it when preachers, and this we talked to Randy. It was Randy and Sharon Mayfield in Mr. Londoff's office, Johnny Londoff's office, customers. And I believe that a great majority of preachers and preachers, well, I think they're doing a good thing and they mean well and they're honest people. But I love it when the hypocrites get called out. Check this. Here's a married priest stole $61,000 from the church. And now he's been caught, and I think it's fantastic. He also is another one of these guys who railed on the sins of homosexuality and how horrible it was, and he has now been caught, and it's been proven. They found that he's been all over 2 different gay dating sites. One is Online Buddies. It's a network of gay guys.
Oh.
And they have another one called Manhunt and one called Dandy. Well, good. I'm glad you're caught. Get out of the ministry, you hypocrite. And here's an even better one. In Michigan, Pastor Matt McKayla counseled a young man about being gay. And he told the young man, And his mom, the young man's mother, took him to the pastor. Well, we need to talk with the pastor. And she has, in this story, this reporter has interviewed her, and she's now come out to say that this preacher, Matt McKayla, is a horrible, horrible hypocrite. Because while he's counseling this teenage boy who's struggling to come to terms with his sexuality, who had gone to Pastor McKayla for advice, he also told him he's thinking about killing himself. And here's what this despicable piece of crap preacher told him. Says, you're going to hell anyway for being gay, so you might as well go ahead and commit suicide.
Man.
You've got to be kidding me.
Wow.
You're going to hell for being gay, so, yeah, you're going to hell for committing suicide, but you're going to hell anyway. Wow. Mm. And his mom is now telling everybody she can't. Good. Folks, you have to let people know about people like that. And then we have the immigrant couple that has died and left $847,000 in their will to, and it just says, America. Ugh. They're so thrilled to be Americans. They're immigrants. Peter and Joan Petresic had no relatives, left all their money to the United States government. And somebody, based on the current national debt and interest rate as it keeps rising, has calculated how far their $847,215.57, how long that will last. 8 seconds.
Oh, man.
So they just eased this country's burden by 8 seconds. Yes. They can breathe
Thank
for
goodness.
8 seconds. Yeah. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yesterday we did the, oh, my goodness, I just lost my train of thought here. It was...
You Better Off.
You Better Off. A weird joke, but it's so weird it's really funny. And so because of it, I had a request. So, Cindy, this is for you. It's a guy who thinks his wife is cheating on him. And a friend, he says, I got to get a detective. And the guy goes, oh, man, you got to get Chan. He says he's a Chinese detective. This guy's unbelievable. He'll find out if she's cheating on you. So he goes and has a meeting with Mr. Chan. He says, I understand your specialty is cheating. Oh, you bet it is. You bet it is my specialty. He goes, well, what you want to know? He said, well, I want to know if my wife is messing around. He says, I go to work on it tonight. I get back to you. How often you think she cheat? He said, I think she's cheating practically every night on me. He says, I go tonight. Give me information. So he takes a photo of her, her name, their address, her car, license plate. Noon the next day, he gets a call from Chan. Oh, I got something for you. Come to my office. So he goes to the office. What you got, Chan? He goes, well, here, rundown. Yesterday afternoon, about 5:30, she leave your house in her car. She go to motel. And he go to motel. She meet he meet she. He go to desk, get key. He go to room, she go to room. Room on second floor. I cannot see in window, me climb a tree. Me sit up in the tree, me now see he, me now see she. He said, what happened? What happened? He goes, well, he started kissing on the she started kissing on the he started hugging on the she started hugging on the he make out with she make out with he, then he started unbuttoning she blouse, she started unbuttoning he shirt, she take a he shirt off, he take a she blouse off, and then he take a her bra off. And then she take his pants down. He take her pants. He take she pants down. And now he look at she naked. She look at he naked. And then he start to pray with she body parts. And then she start to pray with he body parts. And then he lay down on bed. She lay down on bed. He keep a praying with her parts. And she keep a praying with his parts. He goes, all right, go on. What happened then? What happened? They're naked. They're on the bed. They're playing with me. What happened? I don't know anymore. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? You don't know anymore. What does that mean? He goes, well, me up in the tree looking at a she, looking at a he. Me see a he pray with she pray with he. He make out, she make out. And then me start to pray with me and me fall out of tree.
Meep, meep.
see how the traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you already have bumper-to-bumper traffic on southbound 270 from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry, but now you've got a crash just south of Tesson Ferry blocking the right lane. You're jammed up pretty solid from Highway 44 down through Tesson Ferry. You just had a train cross on Route 3 over in Sauget and Queenie, and traffic was slow from the Poplar Street Bridge down through Queenie. Things are opening up a little bit more now. On westbound 40, you're jammed up from, well, I'm going to call it Boyle. That's where it looks like we're hitting the brakes. Boyle out through McCausland. Going to be heavy again as you make your way from McKnight all the way out through Ballas, where they were working with that crash there. Eastbound 40, that's slowing from Ballas in through Big Bend. Baseball traffic. Southbound 170 from south of Page down through Highway 40. Eastbound 270 jam solid from McDonald through New Florissant. And eastbound 40 downtown at the Poplar Street Bridge, you're slowing from Jefferson to the bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Fall in love with new guacamole at Subway. Perfectly made from Hass avocados with just a hint of jalapeno. Come in and see how it turns up the flavor to all your favorite sandwiches. Subway, eat fresh. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Begin your Saturday with KTRS. At 7 a.m., it's the yard sale.
Welcome to the First Community Credit Union Big 550 yard sale.
Followed at 9 by Animal Advice.
Welcome back to the Animal Advice Show, brought to you by Nestle Purina. I'm Andrew Dowd.
At 10, it's Straight Talk on Retirement.
I'm Jeff Lapidus, president of JBL Financial Services.
Followed by the Inside Out Show with Jim McMillan and John Shea at 11.
I'm Jim McMillan, alongside my partner, Mr. John Shea.
Saturday mornings are special on KTRS, live and local.
What if you could virtually eliminate all of your home's power bills while still enjoying more amenities than your current house?
No electric, no gas, almost entirely off the grid.
At Oasis Construction, they've done it, and you need to see it for yourself.
Introducing one of the region's most amazing home construction breakthroughs.
The Oasis Construction state-of-the-art high-performance home.
Visit the open house Saturday, May 30th from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. at 8729 Lower Marine Road in St. Jacob, Illinois.
Featuring all the latest bells and whistles.
Like solar and wind power.
Sustainable exterior, interior, and landscaping.
Insulated foundation.
Maximum energy efficiency appliances and HVAC system.
High performance attic and lifetime roofing.
Home navigation, smart technology, and the list goes on and on.
Witness the future of home building.
The Oasis Construction Performance Home Open House.
Saturday, May 30th from 10 until 6 at 8729 Lower Marine Road in St. Jacob, Illinois.
For more, go to oasishomesusa.com or search Oasis Construction on Facebook.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is with us. Kathy, how should buyers prepare when looking for a new home?
Well, align yourself with a knowledgeable agent team like us. Homes are selling quickly and often for above asking price. We network with other agents to find coming soon homes before they even hit the market.
Kathy Helbig, what makes buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups because we have a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as design and staging, marketing, and buyer specialists.
How are you using technology to help your client?
Our clients can utilize iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps that help make the home buying process smooth and fun.
Great.
It allows for direct communication with our clients, and they have the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's fantastic. That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West Real Estate. She's an expert on KSDK Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on the Big 550 KTRS. Check her out online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. Well, Steve, there's a lot of scary statistics we could still cite when it comes to home ownership. You know, there's the Wall Street economy, and then there's the real people economy for the rest of us. And we know that at least one in four properties in our area is severely upside down, which brings us to short sales. It's a complicated process. You need to work with the best. The best is St. Louis Home Retention Group.
Yeah, Steve, what we do in every case like that is we're going to review somebody for loan modification, and we're going to give them the best opportunity to keep that home. A lot of people are looking looking at their home saying, look, I don't want to pay a $100,000 mortgage on a property that's worth $50,000. There is a way out, but again, you need it handled by professionals, licensed realtors, which we have on our team, loss mitigation specialists who are going to take care and mitigate the program with your bank to make sure that you get out without any legal or financial responsibility.
Make the phone call to the St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnars Advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you'll be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnars and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnars have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass-growing needs.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
What do a 32 Ford and a 69 Camaro have in common? They're classic cars. And headquartered in St. Louis is your one-stop shop for classic car restoration, service, and sales. Classic Car Studio. Classic Car Studio builds high-end classic cars, sells fully restored show-quality classics, and they're proud to announce a brand new paint and body shop. Classic Car Studio is owned and operated by knowledgeable and dedicated enthusiasts who take great pride in their product and their work. Visit the Classic Car Studio showroom at 1002 Hanley Industrial Court. For more, go to classiccarstudio.com.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking a chief of staff for our dual division level 1A facility. The chief of staff will provide leadership, organizational representation, and be an active member of the management team, accomplishing our mission to provide our veterans with exceptional care. The VA offers benefits including pension, paid vacation, holidays, and more. Be a part of this winning team. Call me at 314-488-8252. The VA St. Louis healthcare system, healthcare for heroes.
Rip City is the place to take family or friends to watch a Cards game. Rip City has created a tradition unmatched by barbecued restaurants. Owner Greg Mathis and his daughter Jessie serve award-winning baby back ribs, St. Louis-style ribs, and sensational pulled pork. Rip City on Manchester, just east of 270 in the Colonnade Center. It's easy to find. Save room for that coconut cream pie. It's a delight. Hungry? Make it Rip City.
Spring is here, and in St. Louis, that means spring remodeling and spring storms. Compton Roofing has been serving the St. Louis area for over 60 years and is glad to help with storm damage as well as any repairs and replacement needs you may have. Give them a call. The professionals at Compton Roofing are locally owned and family operated. Call them for a free estimate at 314-427-5912 or visit them at ComptonRoofing.com. That's Compton Roofing, 314-427-5912.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home.
To Southern California we go, courtesy of Any Guns Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. I don't really know what to tell you to get you interested in Any Guns or the Smokehouse, because I can't describe to you what's in there. Lots of places have meat, steaks, ground beef, and, you know, sort of deli items. You're just going to have to go once. And if you do that, you will go back. And if you give somebody a gift card from either place and they see it and they recognize where it's from, if they've ever been there, they're going to go, oh, my goodness, thank you. Will we use this? If they haven't, oh, man, are they in for a pleasant first visit treat. You can't lose. Any Guns or the Smokehouse, next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley. And this is the guy they present every day. His name is Mike Evans.
That's right,
Homer.
That's right.
Think
I'm
you'll be in it.
Explain to yourself.
Think you'll be in it.
Take it, my bean. Parkway's question, where does Bill Murray call his full-time residence? Mobile, Alabama. Panama City, Florida. Savannah, Georgia. Charleston, South Carolina.
Where'd you get that southern accent?
You like that, honey?
Did you learn that at some acting
school? Well, I'm from Southern California, so it comes natural.
Yeah, it's not the same. Again.
TV review tonight on CBS, The Briefcase, a truly different, unique, and emotion-packed reality show. Two broke and very down-on-their-luck families are offered $100,000, but each family learns more and more about the other's family problems, and then they must decide how much of that money should they split. How much does one family get the other family? It is really quite interesting. Human interest pulls at your heartstrings. 4 stars.
So they each get 100?
No.
Oh, there's, yes. There's no. All, I heard both families get 100, but they don't know that the other family has 100. Is that not correct?
Well, that's not the way the show is positioned.
Okay.
Yeah, peon.
The whole thing is.
That's what I heard.
You know what? You just ruined his report.
That's what I heard.
Hold on. Tight to your steering wheel. Here's a shock for you.
All right. Don't tell me another rapper's in trouble.
Justin Theroux has called off his engagement to Jennifer Aniston.
What?
Oh, boy.
I lost track on how many men have dumped Jennifer Aniston.
My wife is convinced that there's something.
Well, now there has to be
really
something because
weird
they were set
her.
To be married, what, Mike, like a year?
3 times, they said.
Every time that's... I look at her and go, yeah, she goes, well, you know what? You can have her. She's nuts. She must be.
Something going on. Yeah. I mean, she's beautiful, rich, and can't keep a man.
Yeah.
Charlie is there,
huh? Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was the subject of this month's W Magazine. I don't understand why, but they had 6 huge pictures of her in the magazine. 4 of them, she's smoking a cigarette. Why would they do that?
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
In this day and age.
So yesterday, while driving down Bundy Drive, saw a couple production trucks stopped and asked. I was in L.A. Sure enough, they're shooting the first day of shooting in the O.J. Simpson miniseries. Bundy, of course, is where Nicole Brown Simpson lived when she was murdered.
Who do you know who's going to play any other characters? Who's going to play O.J.? Well,
I've done all of that before. Cuba Gooding Jr.'s
oh, okay.
O.J.
Okay.
David Schwimmer plays Robert Kardashian.
That's right. That's right. I remember.
John Travolta plays... who does Travolta play?
Johnny Cochran?
No, I don't think
so. Bob Shapiro. Oh. No, he plays Lancito, homie.
Okay.
That's a joke.
I get it.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
David Letterman says don't expect to see him on any TV anytime soon. In fact, David says he'd be happy if he never sees another TV camera again as long as he lives. I think he's a lot like Johnny Carson. You know, he basically disappeared other than seeing him at some tennis tournaments. You never saw him anywhere
well,
after he retired.
I also think that may be part of the reason he's doing this is he wants to be like Carson in that respect. So, and that's okay. That's fine.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
I don't know about you, but I'm not going to miss him.
Well,
are you?
No, I'm not. And Jay Leno hasn't exactly tried to be everywhere on every show. He's pretty much kept to himself.
Yeah. They had a long run. Get out of here. I agree. I don't miss him either. Do you?
Nope, I don't.
Bruce Jenner has fired his crisis management team, his publicist, his PR firm, and manager, all positions now being handled by Kris Jenner. Now, you know he's not whipped. Because he doesn't come with that persuasion. But why would he let Kris Jenner run all of his business now?
Well, how about this? How about because look what she's done with that empire she's running now. I think she may be the perfect person. She knows how to make money.
No, she does know that. Tomorrow, Lindsay Lohan faces a judge supposed to finally have all her community service done. Word I'm hearing is she actually got it done today. The very last few hours in court tomorrow, she will probably be allowed off probation for the first time in 7 years.
Well,
good
sure,
for her.
I sure hope that kid
had her head
you.
On straight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't know why, but the Kardashians are looking to buy a home in Dubai. You don't think we could get lucky enough for them to move to Dubai, do you?
We can only hope.
Boy, that would be great.
I want to go there. I want to go to Dubai.
You know what you should do? You should take the whole show to Dubai.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, they have that airline that I talked about a while back.
Oh,
that it's $25,000 round trip.
Yeah.
You have your own little suite flying over there and back. Get peon one. Don't get peon one.
Don't blow the
get
surprise.
Get Dan one, me one,
yeah.
You one.
There you go.
Peon could share with, what's that guy? Is that guy still come around to watch the show from outside?
Oh, Steve the conductor.
He hasn't lately.
No.
Is he still come around?
Hey,
not lately.
Hey, regular people go there, don't they? I mean, you don't have to be a zillionaire to go visit Dubai. I mean, they have regular places, don't they?
Where yeah, people... I'm sure they do, but I'm sure they're expensive.
Yeah.
Why else would you be there? Dayton history, May 27, 1995, Superman Christopher Reeves is paralyzed in a horse jumping accident.
Wow. That was how long ago?
1995,
20 years ago.
Man.
May 27, 1975, 40 years ago, I had no idea about this. 40 years ago, Alaska legalized marijuana for people to smoke in the privacy of their own home.
Well, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that for the last 40 years you could smoke a smoke pot in your home in Alaska.
You'd have moved there 40 years ago.
Exactly. how's everything going, St. Louis?
Let me check. How's everything going?
Pretty good. Talking to myself.
Seems like everything's going fine.
All right, and then finally. Where does Bill Murray call his full-time residence? Mobile, Alabama, Panama City, Florida, Savannah, Georgia, Charleston, South Carolina, come on.
I'll say Charleston.
I'll say Savannah.
Just because it seems the least likely, I'll go Mobile, Alabama.
The answer is Charleston, South Carolina. I'm not giving it all I would take.
That's supposed to be a beautiful town. You ever been there? Charleston?
I don't think so, no.
That is where that dance, have you ever seen anybody do the South Carolina?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's where it was started.
Yeah.
The South Carolina, back big in the 20s. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah. I see what you did there.
Thank you, Dan. First Community Credit Union is where I bank. I guess some people don't care where I bank, but for what it's worth, you're banking somewhere, so why not listen while I tell you why you might want to consider banking at First Community Credit Union. Now, when it gets hot, when we start having some 90-degree days, does your bank have popsicles? They don't. Well, First Community does. Right now, if you walked in your bank, do they have fresh hot popcorn? No. Do they have rates on loans, like car loans, that would equal, match the rates you find at First Community? The answer in many cases is no. Now, one of the reasons people, and every day people are moving, they're changing where they're doing their banking from wherever it was to First Community, and one of the reasons is car loans. That offer is still good until they tell me to stop making it good and stop telling you about it, that if you move your car loan from another banking institution to First Community, they'll give you $100. And there's a very good chance you're going to get a better rate, so your car payment's going to go down if in fact, the rate is better, and in many cases, many times, it is. So how about that? And then add to that all the other great services and the attitude those people have when they wait on you because they're waiting on one of the owners, because we're not just customers, we're members. It's owned by its members. First Community Credit Union, a terrific place to bank and proud and only sponsor of the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock with Paul Warner. You want to know more? Visit one of the 40 locations. They are the biggest credit union in the St. Louis area, or go to firstcommunity.com.
Meep, meep.
Let's get our final check on traffic this afternoon. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, Danny. They're still working with that accident on southbound 270 south of Tesson Ferry. The right lane is still blocked. It is a parking lot on southbound 270 from just south of Dorset all the way down through Tesson Ferry. So not really much of a alternate route that you can take unless you want to get off somewhere at Dallas or Lindbergh and take that south, but you're going to hit the stop-and-go traffic at the lights. Now, westbound Highway 40, still slowing from Kings Highway out through McCausland. Looks like we're still jammed up from Highway 170 to slow pockets out through Clayton-Warson, Lindbergh area. On eastbound 270, things are slowing now as you approach Lindbergh through New Florist and downtown. The bridge approach, eastbound 40, that looks like it is opening up, maybe a little heavy as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. And on westbound 70, look for a slow pocket now as you go through Jennings Station Road, Lucas and Hunt, and then 170 past the airport. This traffic report brought to you by Subway. Fall in love with the new guacamole at Subway, perfectly made from Haas avocados with just a hint of jalapeno. Come in and see how it turns up the flavor to all your favorite sandwiches. Subway, eat fresh. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Practice your talent, because tomorrow is talent show day. Be ready. Have a great Wednesday evening. What is this?
Wednesday.
Yeah, evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks
rough ahead, and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said, boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis. Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $10. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com.